اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اشعار و دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. دا ٹائٹل از میرا کوئی نہیں.
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا. زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رونقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رونقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا. میری دنیا قسم سو قمر کیا ہوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا. بہر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بہر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا. میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا. تیری رحمت کا کرشید روشن ہوا, تیری رحمت کا کرشید روشن ہوا. ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا 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 تیری دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا تیرے دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا 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 اے خدا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فإن لك سويس رسالة درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم These are the أشعار as we know of our illustrious Dada Sheikh عارف بالله رومي زمانة تبريز دورة as the Sheikh مولانا محمد حكيم أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه And these words are full and immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi is teaching us the sum total of life. That what is the object of life? That why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? That was it just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala felt for tomfoolery that now let me see what will happen to this creation. I'll create them and see how they go along. Like how we foresee a football match, Allah forgive us. That what will be the end result? No, this was not the object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a purpose. And that purpose is to really recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say the sum total of our life, that in everything, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, inna lillah, all the time the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be in the mind and be on the tongue. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa, Ey khuda, ey khuda, ey khuda, ey khuda. Like how a child when he wants something and he goes to the father, and he begs the father and he says, Daddy, I want this sweet, I want this type of clothes, I want this pair of shoes, or whatever the case may be. And he begs, and sometimes the father, just to see how the child begs and see the beauty of the child asking, then the father sometimes he holds back. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught us that the person's du'as are always accepted. Until the time if he says that my du'as are not accepted, then his du'as get rejected. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our benefit, sometimes holds back. But end of the day, it is only Allah. That whichever way I turn, whatever the situation, wherever I may be, as Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi teaches us, that may jaha bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, wherever I may be, in whichever company I may be, whichever atmosphere I may be, wherever, whatever the condition, O Allah, it is only you. It is only you. I can only turn to you. Zindagi meri hai tera zikro liqa. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. Really, that life is that I should be always be in your remembrance. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, O my beloved ones,
remember me. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I am remembering you, I always remember you, you are always. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm and knowledge of even that small little black ant, which we may say even is a baby ant. Sometimes you see it moving just like a dot, not even the size of a full ant. And that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. So, oh Allah, my life really is only pleasure and is only happiness and is only really that I be in your remembrance all the time. All the time, subconsciously, consciously, you be me in it. So much so that even if I turn myself in sleep, I may my eyes be closed, let the name of your name be on my tongue all the time. And if I be away from you, O Allah, if I forget you, then this really is my death. That the life of a person is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn here how many times Hazrat has taught us that our Buzurgan, if you ask them what was their age, then the time that they spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they said that was their age. And the time that Allah forbid was spent oblivious and unmindful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that they did not call as part of life. They call that as death. That my life is really those moments in which I remembered you, those moments in which I made an effort to come closer to you. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua, meri dunya ka shams wa qamar kya hua. That, oh Allah, without you, it was just darkness. I thought I'm getting a promotion at business. I thought I'm opening up another branch in my business. I thought I'm expanding. I thought I'm doing this. I thought I'm doing that. But, oh Allah, without you, there was no real, what do we say, pleasure in life. There was no, what do we say, fun in life. There was no object of life. I was just living a life without any purpose. Without you, it was as if there was no light in my life. There was no sun, there was no moon. But when you came into my life, now I realize this is halal, this is haram, this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time I must be performing my salah. This is how I must behave with the people at home. This is how I must conduct myself in public. This is how I sit with respect in the company of the elders, etc. Now, really there's purpose of life. Now there's light around me. There's just pleasure. Now there's a purpose, there's an object of life. I'm working towards the goal. I'm working towards you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the object and the sum total of my life. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا. That really in the scene life, problems from every side, that because I am so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sounding those alarm clocks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me those warning signs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me towards him. Now this problem befell me, now that happened, now I thought, how Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that I recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when my intentions had broken. I thought I'll do this, and I couldn't achieve my objective. Then I remembered that there's somebody in control, there's somebody above me. So in life, the problems that came in every condition that went against my desire, and I thought this will happen and something else was the outcome, then everything just went against me. Now the wife got angry, now the children are angry, now my friends became enemies, now I lost my job, now this happened and now that happened. And mukhalif hawa, even those people who I thought were my support, they also turned away. Then, oh Allah, you alone, you are the captain of my ship. You are the one who I can, so to say, hold my, you are the one who can hold my finger and you can guide me. Because you are Rabb. And Rabb is that being who is so kareem, who is so compassionate, who is so kind. You are the only one who can guide me through the storms of life. And you are the only one who can pull me towards you. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. Now the sun of your mercy had risen, and now it has come into my life. To har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Now all these problems, they just seem to have just evaporated, just went away into thin air. Now Allah, you became my companion. Now everything seems just to fall into place. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That person, whether it be a male or a female, they have iman and they do good actions, and the object is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah promises, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. You will give him a good life. Not to say that problems don't come, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be on a person's side. A person will take it in his stride, knowing very well and full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a support, will never ever abandon me at my time of need. I just need to pick up my hand. Sometimes I don't even have to pick up my hand, and I just have to think and connect myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just when the eyes will well up with tears, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah will say, oh my banda, what is it? What is it that you need? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be my support. Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai aasra, unna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. That, oh Allah, we only have hope in your mercy. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that, oh, every person will enter Jannah only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Qurban Jaya will be sacrificed upon her, upon all the Sahaba of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the Sulaha and Sabiqeen. Nevertheless, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even me, only me too. Only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever goodness comes to you, the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you, the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused towards you, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَّا أَخْتَرْهِ أَعْمَالْتَ بِنَوَا. Otherwise, Hazrat Rahmatullah is using his name, but teaching us and giving us a great lesson that we have absolutely nothing to show in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum teaches us here and taught us one time that somebody phoned Hazrat Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi and said that today something very good happened in my life. Perhaps I did something right. May I must have done that. And this is on our tongues all the time. In just a few days, I also said this, and we all say this, that, you know, I must have done something good today. That this was the outcome. And Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi said, we cannot really put anything towards ourselves. Whatever goodness comes to us, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we have absolutely nothing to show. Any goodness is also we will try to show. It is full of faults. My salah is full of faults. My fasting is full of faults. My zakat is full of faults. My hajj and umrah is full of faults. Whatever I think that I could have presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is broken. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts it. And that is why the only hope we have is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless it to me and to everybody else.